Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, we are live. This is it. This is the Ignite-a-thon. And I am your host, Mike Dominey. This is Mike Dominey, and I'm standing in here for to host this quarterly Ignite-a-thon. We've been talking about it for a little while now. And so I'm sure there are many people still like, wait, what is this? What is the quarterly Ignite-a-thon? And here's what it is. Is we as Igniting Souls Publishing Agency have set a goal to ignite 100 million souls by the year 2030. 100 million souls by 2030. And what counts as a soul ignited? What is that? What does that mean? Well, every book sold, every client coached, every view of a video that you've posted on social media, everything up to this point, we are counting as a soul ignited. All right. So if you have been involved in an Igniting Souls program, then anything you've done up to this point through your message, that's what we're counting tonight, all right? And we're going to be continuing to do this every quarter till we reach our goal of 100 million souls, all right? So what's been happening is people are going to be filling out the Igniting Souls form, and many already have. And you can do it tonight. If you have not, you can do it tonight. And it's okay if you don't know the exact number for books sold or video views. It's not an exact science, but we're going to be celebrating these numbers tonight, all right? Nobody's going to call you out. Nobody's going to be attaching any numbers to names. We're not going to be doing that. That's just for your own record keeping. Tonight, we are just celebrating as an Igniting Souls tribe. It's going to be fun. I see people from Texas. I see people from New Jersey. It's so great to see the tribe gather here together. So that's what we're doing tonight, the Igniting Souls Ignite-a-thon. But why? Why are we doing this? It's not just a company trying to track its impact, which, I mean, is true, and it's important to do that. But the purpose for doing this tonight is three reasons. One, we want to give you a chance to and a quarterly reminder to track your progress, the numbers of the souls that you've ignited, the impacts that you've had. It's just good business practice to track your growth like that. But secondly, we're celebrating tonight. We're having a celebration because celebration is intentionally pausing to enjoy the results of your effort. Celebration is intentionally pausing to enjoy the results of your effort. I remember, I think of my dad when he would mow the lawn on a Saturday. He'd mow the lawn, he'd be sweating, he'd go back and forth. And at the end, after it looked all nice and clean, he'd stand on the patio, he'd get his water or his lemonade or something, he'd sip it, he'd look across, he got his arms on his hips, and he'd just like kind of nod and smile and enjoy the work that he had just done. That's celebration. And celebration is so important because if you don't celebrate, it's easy to get burned out. It's easy to become dissatisfied. It's easy to become discouraged in the labor, in the grind. It's easy to be discouraged if you don't celebrate. So tonight, we're just going to celebrate all the work that's been done in the tribe. And the third reason we're doing this, and this is super important to me, is because there are going to be some people here who is, I don't know, my mom is the only one who's read my book. I posted a video, but it only got like 12 views. Okay, there's going to be people also who are logging thousands and thousands and thousands of impacts. But here's the thing, every number matters because every number has a name, every name has a story, and every story matters. Maybe you just got a couple of views. Maybe you didn't sell as many books as you thought, but every number has a name. Every name has a story, and every story matters. That's why we're here tonight. We're celebrating the stories of the people who were touched by your message and their life was changed even a little bit. That's a soul ignited, and that's what we're here to celebrate. And it's going to be a blast. I have some great friends here joining us tonight that we're going to have some conversations with. We've got great stories. Tonight, we're going to set a goal. You know those phone-a-thons that are, you know, the phones are ringing in the background. You got stacks of people answering phones and taking pledges. We're not accepting or taking any money. We're not selling anything. We're celebrating tonight. And I do have someone working in the background, Ricky from Tribe Support. She's crunching numbers. She's taking all of the things from that form that you filled out, and she's inputting those. The form, Kiera is working hard in the tribe. She's going to be dropping that link to fill out the form throughout the evening. She's doing great. But you know how they set a goal, like we're not leaving here until we make $1 million. Well, what we're going to do is we are going to set a goal tonight of, let's say, 15 million. Okay. I know the total goal is 100 million. I know this is just the first one, but this is because we're taking in all the numbers of every Igniting Souls tribe member up to this point. So we could be going back years and we're going to collect them all tonight. So let's shoot a goal for 15 million tonight. And don't worry, if we don't reach it, you can go home. We'll call it a night eventually, but we'll see. We'll set that as a goal. All right. Well, the way we're going to do this is actually you can check the Igniting Souls website, ignitingsouls.com. And there's a tracker there on the website. Right now we have 0 souls ignited, and we're going to see that number climb tonight. We're going to keep checking in with that tracker that is on ignitingsouls.com. And as we're punching in those numbers, I'm going to bring in our first guest. This person is a good friend of mine. You may have seen her if you've attended Igniting Souls conference in the past. She's an amazing stage host. Her name is Renee. And Renee is here joining me. Renee, I'm so thankful you get to share a few minutes here in the Ignite-a-thon. It's the first one ever.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. And this is such a cool thing because I know that all of us have a desire to impact others. And as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking like, okay, it's not even just that one video or however many people, but that person, once they hear it and they hear the message, then it's a ripple effect. So it's like, it's just so cool to see how many people are actually impacted.
That's amazing. And you know what, Renee, you're here on purpose, and you're kicking us off on purpose, because I know you wrote a book, and I actually have it with me right here, called Measuring Up. All right. This is Renee's book. She wrote it. It's called Measuring Up, and it's all about comparison, because I know there's someone watching tonight that they don't think that their numbers matter. They don't think that they have any influence. They're looking at some of these numbers tonight and it's going to be like, oh man, 8,000 people. I wish I had numbers like that. And we're playing this comparison game. And I know you literally wrote the book on how to not just get rid of comparison, but leverage it. Could you tell us a little bit about what your message is and how you ignite souls? And then finally, any words of encouragement you might have for someone tonight who's struggling with comparison. I just threw 3 questions at you at the same time. Can you handle it? Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
We'll work it. It's all good, Mike. I'm not going to compare my memory to anyone else, but just saying. When I think about my message, I think about the fact that I was struggling. I was at the point where I just felt like I don't matter. Like anything that I do, I'm people pleasing. It just doesn't matter. And yet I got to a point where it was no longer that way for me because I went through a lot of work. And yet I know that every single individual that is here tonight watching is making an impact, and they don't even know it. Just like I didn't realize I really was making an impact. And when I was comparing myself to others, all of a sudden it was like, it didn't even matter. It didn't add up to me. But when I stopped comparing myself to others and I compared myself to my own innovated identity, it was like, wow, oh my gosh, this is who I'm created to be. It's no longer about who anyone else is created to be. Mm-hmm. And I don't need to walk in their footsteps. So that message, I hope each one of you, as you fill out this form, this Ignite-a-thon, Igniting Souls form, you're going to be able to look at it not as, well, I wonder what someone else is putting down, but that you can celebrate the win of every single number that you are able to impact. So how am I igniting souls? Was that the next one?
Yeah.
Right now, I am igniting souls by helping people to win at life. I set up a safe place so that they're able to go in and be who they're created to be and do what they're designed to do. So that then, once they are able to practice it and once they have the support, the encouragement, the coaching, the tools necessary, they're able to share that impact with the world. So that is how I'm igniting souls right now, is inside the Winner Circle. And it's amazing. Even tonight we had, I'm going to just give a shout out for Stephanie Jerzik, because tonight she went in the Winner Circle and she chose to make an impact by sharing part of her story. So that's what it's all about, is every individual matters and every individual is going to impact so many different people. So that's what this is all about here. There's one more question, but I forget it, Mike. Sorry.
Yeah, the last question was, do you have any encouragement for people who who maybe a step or two behind you where you're at right now and maybe kind of looking ahead and maybe feeling discouraged tonight?
Yeah, I would say that remember that every single person, that if you're watching this tonight, you're going to feel at some point comparison. It's there. It's not going to go away. And that may sound kind of discouraging, but honestly, it should be encouraging. Because that means that you're not alone. So all you need to do is whenever you start to feel that comparison, when you feel out that form, you're like, oh my gosh, this is not as good as somebody else. Capture that thought, realize that's not going to help me make more impact, and then go back to who you were created to be. So I just want to encourage you, you're not alone. Comparison's a real thing. It's always going to be here, but use it to your benefit. Compare yourself to what was it that this last quarter, this whole measurement was zero, right? And now we have this. So each time you can keep comparing to the former is in this situation what will be helpful. So you're not alone. Let's all do this together. Let's not let comparison take control. And let's just make sure that we're going out and winning and making our impact.
Fantastic. That's so good. I was talking to some team members today and said, hey, remember to fill out your form tonight. We've got the Ignite-a-thon. And someone on the team said, you know what? I guess I'll go do it. Not that I have any influence, really, basically. And then she came back and said, you know what? I went and I told up my views on my videos. And there were 9,000. Uh-huh. And maybe not everyone has numbers even like that. But it's a testament to what you're saying. It's like you have way more influence than you think. And some things can't be measured in numbers. I get that. But your reminder of just how, if you don't think that, if you compare, you're devaluing yourself. And that's such a great reminder. I needed it. I know there's people throughout the chat here who needed that as well. And so we are off to a great start. Renee, we have so much more in store here tonight. And before you go, will you check the number with me from the website? Let's take a look. We've been taking count here. Let's take a look at where we're at. Pop it up.
Oh my gosh.
77,012 souls so far from what we've input. That's fantastic. Renee, thank you so much for being a part of this. We're going to keep that number going. And thank you for the role you play, and not just your own numbers, but in encouraging so many people throughout the tribe. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Good job. Thanks.
Awesome. Have a great rest of the evening. Oh man, Renee's great. My mom has a quote up in her kitchen, actually. And it says, don't compare your beginning to someone else's middle. Don't compare your beginning to someone else's middle. You look at people and see what they're doing. And you know what? You're just looking at the middle of their process. They've gone a whole way up to this point. They've got a whole long way to go. And if you're just starting out, it's easy to compare. And don't forget, it's just your beginning. You're comparing against someone else's middle. It's not even the same thing. You just keep your track. Our next guest is Betty Jewel Slater. She's a film producer. She's a coach. She's a speaker, an author, an actor. She wears so many hats. In fact, maybe we could say she wears so many shoes. Her book actually is Big Shoes to Fill. Let's bring Betty in here. Betty and I met at Igniting Souls Conference last year. Was mm-hmm. our first time meeting face to face, and we both are actors, and so we had that connection there. And we haven't gotten to speak nearly as much as I would have liked to, but this is a great opportunity, Betty. Even Renee mentioned how we don't need to follow in other people's footsteps, and that is like, ooh, Betty's got something to say about that.
Yes.
Betty, can you talk to us a little bit about what your message is? And what you do to ignite souls around you.
Yes, in big shoes to fill, whenever you step into a new role or a new job, I actually would hear, you've got big shoes to fill. You've got big shoes to fill. And that puts just a little hint of fear, a little hint of doubt. Now, you've got the job, so you know you can do it. But then when you've got big shoes to fill, it kind of goes to what comparison, as Renee was talking about. You begin to compare yourself to your predecessor, and then it puts doubt. So I started saying, actually, I brought my own shoes.
There you go.
So that absolutely changed the narrative. People stopped and were like, okay, good answer. Because now it turns the tide and says, you know what? Yes, my predecessor did a fantastic job, but I'm coming in with my own shoes. I'm going to make my own mark on the organization. I'm not going to discount anything that they did, but don't discount who I am either. I brought my own shoes.
That's so good. How many of you have been told you've got big shoes to fill? Like if that has rung a bell, put that in the chat, let us know. And that's such a great paradigm shift of like, mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not filling someone else's shoes. I brought my own shoes and I fill them just fine. And yes. I've got a lot of value to add here. That's mm-hmm. so encouraging. That's hitting home for me because you know who's normally here on this live stream on Carrie Overbrunner's channel is the big bald man himself, right? I'm honored and humbled that I can even sit in this seat and speak with the people that he's poured into and souls he's ignited for a little bit today.
Yes.
And so thank you for that reminder. Hey, ministering to me right here. That's
all right. Good,
call me selfish, good. But I'm loving this, Betty. Thank you so much. So
absolutely.
How would you encourage? We've got the tribe listening and watching now. We've got people who are going to be watching in the next 24 hours from what they miss. What can you tell people who may be struggling with this idea of like, I don't know, like, the people who've gone before me, the people I look up to, I don't know if I can measure up to that. I don't know if I can do that. What do you say to these people?
One of the main questions I ask is this: what would you do if you didn't have fear?
What would you do if you didn't have fear? Oh, that's okay. I'm in. Tell me.
Yes. I ask that question. What would you do if you didn't have fear? And then I say, go do it.
Because it sounds so simple.
Yeah, right. But what happens is that little bit of fear will keep us, will hold us back. It will keep us on the sidelines of life. But then if we say, you know what? What would I do if I didn't have fear? You know what? I'm going to go do it. I'm not going to compare. I'm going to go do that thing that is stopping me because of fear. What would you do if you didn't have fear? Go do that. And that's one of the ways that I would encourage everyone tonight.
What would I do if I didn't have fear? That's so much to think about. It's so simple, difficult to do, but such a great shift.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because how often do we hold ourselves back because of our fear? And that's the only reason. And just imagining a reality where if I weren't afraid of this, what would I do? Wow. Betty, you are an inspiration and you are a joy. I want to get an A-list of guests here tonight. And I knew, and Betty was at the top of my list. Your smile, your energy is infectious. And thank you so much for being a part of this.
Event. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for all the work you've done.
Absolutely.
Oh, Betty, before we go, let's check our soul tractor again.
Numbers. Are we over 100,000?
All right. Yet? Last time we were at about 70,000 or so. Yeah. So we're entering in those numbers. Everyone matters. And here we are with 92,000.
Yay!
All right. All right. We're heating up now. We're on great track. Awesome. All right. Well, Betty,
thank you
so much for being a part of this. And feel free to hang out at the live streams, out of the folks, or do whatever you need to do. Awesome.
Yes.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
All right. Wow. We have some amazing friends here sharing with us. And this next one. When I was contacting everybody today, say, hey, are you ready to join the Igniting Souls Ignite-a-thon? Here's a couple pieces of last minute information. Are you ready? He said, I am pumped. I am excited, filled up and ready. And if you know Travis White, you know that is exactly on brand for him. Travis and I have not actually been able to speak face to face the first time we've been able to meet. But I tell you what, whenever something comes up, like the people in the tribe, the people on the team say, you know what? You got to get Travis. He is on fire. This guy is on fire. And so here he is. live. And so, Travis, we were talking a little bit before the live stream started here, and you don't actually have a book published yet.
It's coming soon.
It's coming soon. It's on its way. You are a coach. You've done a lot of coaching. And so a lot of your numbers that you reported are coach courses sold and clients coached. So that I thought that was a great example of like, look, you don't need to have a book published to give in your numbers. You have influence somewhere.
Yeah.
And so this is great. We're excited about your book. It's going to be gold. And I'm excited to hear what you have to share here tonight. I've been kind of asking people tonight, hey, what's your message? How do you ignite souls? And what words of encouragement do you have here?
What's great. Thanks for having me here. I love it. This tribe has literally changed my life. And I the words can't describe how much I mean that. My life was changed when I met this tribe and Carrie and everybody. And it's the most infectious, encouraging group I've ever met. I love that we're talking about story. That's pretty much what my message centers around, is helping people understand the internal narrative that drives their story. I tell clients and friends and people all the time, or anyone that'll sit still long enough to listen, that our internal dialogue will determine our external direction. And so when I deal with clients or people that are unhappy or feel stuck in life or relationship or career problems, or they're trying to reach that goal, write a book or something, I said, before you go looking outside and trying to fix things there, let's look in here. Because for me, 40 years of my life was driven by a bondage from an internal narrative that was born out of a childhood sexual abuse that I didn't want to talk about. Mm-hmm. I felt powerless and worthless. And that internal narrative drove me. When I finally got free from that, I learned the power of words. The mantra stuck in my head, words create worlds. And we tend to create the world that we live in by our words. And so if we want to achieve something, write a book, get out of bondage, improve our marriage, we need to look at that dialogue inside. You know, because those words fuel belief, and belief is what drives us. And belief is very powerful, but it can do two things. It can lead us down the road of bondage, or it can lead us down the road of freedom. And so my passion, everything I do is centered around helping awaken people to this internal narrative you have inside you, and how you have more power than you think to master that narrative. I tell people, your story is either going to write you or you're going to write your story. And I love to help people embrace and write their story.
Man, Travis, you're dropping so many gold nuggets here today. Let's see if I could recap. First of all, you said your internal narrative determines your external direction.
Your internal dialogue determines your external direction.
So what you think helps you navigate, for better or for worse. You also... Yeah. You also mentioned words create worlds, and I've heard it before, and I've taken it very surface level. Like, oh yeah, you can write a fiction story and create a post-apocalyptic world with your words, but it's more than that. It's deeper than that. It's the words that you create a world that you actually live and operate in. And if that's a negative one, then you're stuck in that world.
Yeah, I was in bondage to fear and shame, and the freedom began when I realized all the power of that fear and shame that I feared were constructs that I created. Nobody has the power to make us afraid. It's the story we tell ourselves. Wow. And that's powerful. Once you get a hold of that, as deep as you were in bondage, 10 times further you can go into freedom and chasing your dreams. And that kind of has to do with how I ignite souls. A lot of this came from the legacy my dad left me that I lost 10 years ago. But every person I meet, whether it's a stranger, a friend, a client, I try to do two things. First of all, I strive to meet them at the point of their need, which really basically is why I'm so excited for Carrie's new book. That's showing up filled up. Mm. How can you serve others? So I have a focus in my mind every time I meet somebody. How can I meet this person at the point of their need? And then secondly, my dad taught me the power of embracing your moment. So every person I get in contact with, whether it's in this office or out on the street or in the coffee shop, that person, that moment, that experience, that's the most important place in my world in that moment. And that makes that other person feel special. It makes them feel valued. And it's what fuels connection. And to sum that up, the third thing I like to do is I like to leave them with some nugget or thought or idea that pushes them towards realizing a little bit more the power and potential they have in life. And that's kind of where the mantra for my book came from. We carry all the light we will ever need to illuminate all the darkness we will ever face. And every person I meet, I want to leave a little piece of that awareness inside of them.
Wow. Travis, you are a treasure trove of inspiration for people. The chat is blowing up of like, oh man, this is gold. This is gold. And I'm so honored that you have spent, even in just the short amount of time here in this event, you have just been providing so much value for our people. And man, did I tell you what this is like the A-list? These are the best people I could possibly think of to join me here tonight. And Travis, I'm so glad that you're one of them. Your book is going to change lives, and we're excited about that. And because you already have with your words are creating worlds even tonight.
It's called We Are All Fireflies, Finding Your Light in the Darkness.
Love it. Fantastic. Well, my friend, we must part ways for now, but before we do, I want to check in our Igniting Souls counter. Ricky says we've got some big numbers here to celebrate. We keep going. She's been busy. And let's check in here and see where we're at. We're at a total of 165,212 souls ignited, my friend. That's so exciting.
Wow.
Oh man. Well, Travis, we know many big things are in your future, and we're looking forward to hearing more about that. I'm sure we'll connect again sometime before too long. So thank you so much for joining me, my friend. Have a great rest of the day.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Love your tribe.
Whew, tell you what, we are having a party. This is so good. So much great value here. We could make like a devotional and just like have a new quote that Renee, Betty, Travis has been dropping here tonight. I know we would say these are some big shoes to fill, but Betty told us not to do that. So I'm not concerned for our next guest. Before I bring her up here, I wanted to share a couple numbers and a couple quick little snippets here for this event. So I was looking at the responses for the form, and my friend Michelle, he was sharing a number of face-to-face meetings at a book signing. And that wasn't necessarily one of the categories. There was at the end of the form, you can kind of input, how else have you ignited souls? And he shared his face-to-face meetings at a book signing. How many here have hosted a book signing? Maybe you've attended one. What a great opportunity to connect with people. Connect with authors. Brenda also was sharing numbers from some of her first-time co-authors. How many co-authors do we have in the house tonight? That's such a great relationship to be able to share a message and combine your forces and creativity. Susan was entering in some numbers, and she said that her story was shared in a magazine that sold 800,000 copies of this magazine with her story in it. Isn't that so exciting? I want to hear more about it. I want to look into Susan here and see. I think I saw her actually in the comments earlier. I want to maybe next quarter we'll talk to Susan and see what her story is and see what's been going on with her. A lot of great wins. Ricky is keep tallying up. She's adding more and more numbers, and we're going to check in at the end of the night with one big result there. As she does that, I'm going to bring in our final guest. This is Lynn Baber. Lynn and I have had some fascinating conversations. We met. She is a member of Fire Ring, the premier mastermind in Igniting Souls. And at the last workshop in April, Lynn and I chatted over dinner. And Lynn just struck me as such an eclectic person. She's an author. She's a coach. She's a speaker. She's a horse trainer. A nationally award-winning horse trainer, if I'm correct, a podcast host, so many things, and Lynn, I saw how you responded on our Igniting Souls forum, and I wanted to bring you on, and I'm so glad you're anchoring in our show tonight. Thanks for being here,
Mike. I'd go anywhere where you are, and you know that. I am one of your fans, and I have read your book. Just so I just want you to know.
So kind of you, so kind, mutual, of course. So, Lynn, I'm excited. How great have Betty and Travis and Renee been tonight. So good.
Well, I am honored to be in Fire Ring with Betty, and I know Renee, and Travis is the chapter leader for our local Igniting Souls chapter here. So
great.
The benefit of Travis sometimes even more than other people do, which is always a gift.
That's so great. Well, I'm so glad that you are able to join us here for a little bit. So can you talk to us about, there are people here who don't know you and what you're about. Could you tell us real quick what your message is and what are you doing to ignite souls?
It's what I am. I am an author and a teaching cheerleader.
And a teaching cheerleader. I love it.
Teaching cheerleader. Yes, I've done the best-selling author thing and the corporate America and all those things. And I am a world and national champion horse breeder and trainer, retired. But I was able to use that background. It, you know, God wastes nothing. And here's something that's interesting. So a lot of you guys out there, you ladies, you gentlemen, you know, maybe you have expertise in one area that you are so confident in, but guess what? That's not where God calls you to. Hmm. When he called me into specific service and first told me I was going to write a book, I'm like, do you know who you're talking to? And I so wanted him to say, I'm going to send you out using horses because I was confident of that. I had the bronze trophies, but that's not what he did. He said he wanted me to years later look back and at the Ezekiel scripture that says, never forsake small beginnings. And he says, I want you to start small. So I encourage others. My job is to help other people recognize and believe that God has a specific and unique vision for them that he intends for them to achieve. And I want to help them do that with clarity, skills, or resources, encouragement, however I can. But this is one of the things I wanted to say about book signings and yes, starting small. Oh my goodness, what a great segue that was. My worst book signing ever. It was almost a dozen years ago, and the publisher at that time was making these arrangements and sent me to a coffee shop in a little town that had, I mean, the coffee shop had nothing to do with basically my target audiences. Mm. But we went, and it was terrible. So we're there, and people are coming in for their coffee and lunch, and they're like, who? And we weren't going to bother people. I talked to one couple the whole time. And I think they bought two or three copies of the book, but that was it. And on the way home, my husband and I said, we are never going to do this again. This was the worst thing we've ever done. Okay. That was not very good. However, I got two things about this particular book 12 years ago, Small Beginnings. It was a lousy book signing, but from that book signing, that couple, the woman that I spoke to, she gave one of those copies to somebody the next Christmas. Hmm. That person, about 9 months later, contacted our ministry and said, will you come do a seminar for us in another place? I want to give the gift of you to all of the trainers that work in this facility because I'm leaving to go to Africa as a missionary. So I got to go and do this amazing thing that I just will for treasure forever. We actually had someone that was led to faith that night. Wow. And then the book went to Africa. And when they came back, that book founded a ministry here in the U.S., that book and its workbook. So that's what came from the worst book signing I ever had.
Wow. That's so encouraging because I know there are authors who are like, oh, I should do the book signing thing. Maybe I'll do a book signing, but maybe don't want to because it's like, what if no one shows up? Like Betty said, what would you do if you didn't have fear? Well, then just do it. And so now you do the book signing, right? You're inspired. You go do the book signing. And then worst case scenario happens, two people show up. But that's exactly who needed to be there. It kind of reminds me of the story in the Bible where Gideon has his army, right? All right, everyone, we're going to go fight the enemy. All right. And he has hundreds of thousands, right? And God's like, nope, too many people. And so Gideon sends some home. And then Israel, like, here we go. We're outnumbered like 12 to 1. And God's like, nope, too many people. And Gideon sent some home until he was down to 400 people. And God's like, yep, now you know that if anything amazing happens, it's because of me and not because of what you did. And this book signing, if you had had 300 people show up, you'd feel like a rock star. You are a rock star, but you'd feel like it. And you feel like you earned it. You feel like, yep. And anything that comes from that is, of course, great. But you boil it down to that one couple that you don't really see much happening, but God's at work behind the scenes. He's bringing exactly the right people where they need to be. Thank you so much for sharing that story, Lynn. That is inspiring.
You know, Mike, and you made a really good point that I want to emphasize for everybody. You know what? We think it's how good we are, and it's not how good we are. When we're doing what God has for us to do, because I do believe that yes, he has a plan and purpose for you. You are here for a reason. You're watching this for a reason. You're connected to Igniting Souls for a reason. But he brings the increase. And we think, oh my goodness, how much power do I have? How much influence? How much ability do I have? That isn't the question. It is, what is his plan? Because when you're doing that, it's his purpose, his potential, and his power. You just simply bring it and you see what he does with it. You being faithful, you track your numbers. I mean, fill out your forms, track your numbers, because this is what gives other people confidence and hope. And actually, something you said earlier, Mike, magazines. I forgot about the magazine articles that I've written. I have no idea what the subscription was.
Next quarter, you can fill it out next quarter. We'll see those numbers go up.
But that's the thing. When you see what other people are doing, it gives you new ideas. So don't doubt. If you're thinking that, oh, you know, I'm just not that much. I'm going to share another story with you. Now, that first book, it became a bestseller 7 years after it was published. Now, the next one that came out, all right, it didn't have a big launch either. And I started to wonder, because we do, I'm thinking, I'm not really good at this, am I? And why do I do all this work when it doesn't seem like people are reading what I write? And then I was contacted by someone who had shared that second book with someone else. And it took about 3 months. And she finally said, I have permission to send these emails to you. And she said that book sat, I gave her a copy. It sat on her coffee table and she picked it up and she hated it because it had the name Jesus Christ in it. And she was mad at him. And she said, I don't want to touch it. But there was something about the picture of the horse on the front. Long story short, I knew that if there was nothing more than that woman who returned to the Lord, she'd been broken, she'd been hospitalized. And somehow it was just the link that the Lord used for her. And I thought, you know what? If there's only one, then isn't it enough that one person's life was transformed? That's what you can do with the one obedience you give to the Lord. Do what he has for you to do. Give the message he gives for you to share. Take it where he sends you. And then it's his power to do with that what he will.
Amazing. Lynn, you are a treasure. who here needed what do you call yourself, Lynn? A cheerleader, a teaching cheerleader.
Teaching cheerleader. Woo-hoo.
How many people needed a teaching cheerleader tonight? Man, that is so good. I know. I've walked away encouraged every time we've interacted. Our chief igniter here tonight also shares his humble beginnings that we shouldn't despise. Carrie says, I've had book signings where no one showed. It's all good. And look, and here he is igniting souls across the world. We've all benefited from that. It's so good. Lynn, I appreciate you being here. Before you go, and before we wrap it up, this is it. This is actually the final look at our numbers. Ricky, behind the scenes, she's been saying that there have been some big reports since we last chatted here, some big reports, and she's been typing them in. So let me go take a look at this counter. And here we are at...
Whoa!
26, that's 1,539,492. That's not even a typo. Nope. No, Ricky's saying no typo. That's actual numbers from the Igniting Souls tribe tonight. That's fantastic. Now that of course is the numbers being tracked from everyone's humble beginnings to now. And so thank you for the reminder, Lynn, to not despise the humble beginnings. And thank you for being so transparent about your example. You've been doing this for a while, you know, and you have some large numbers to share with the in the forum, but your perspective on helping us recognize that it does not have to start that way. It's all in the timing that God has for our work.
It absolutely is. But the one last thing I just want to emphasize is just of 26 million, each one of those was precious. And so if you only add one, it's a precious, precious one.
Every number has a name. Every name has a story, and every story matters. And it's so encouraging to see the reach of all of your work, Lynn, and all of the work of the people here. Lynn, I'm going to wrap us up here tonight, but thank you so much for joining us here and sharing your experience and your story with us.
Y'all go out there and ignite.
Let's ignite it. Awesome. Fantastic. Well, has this been fun or what? Has this been amazing? 20. Let me see that number again. 26,539,492 souls. That is amazing. That is so good. That's like a quarter of the way to our goal. Guys, I'm not going to say slow down. I'm going to say pick it up. Obviously, in the future Ignite-a-thons, it'll just be from the previous quarter. But I will say, if you have not filled out the form, don't worry, it's not too late. You can still fill out the form. And next Ignite-a-thon, we're going to enter those numbers as well, and you'll be part of the next count. We're going to keep those numbers there on the website. You can check it out and fill out your form. If you don't get to it until sometime next quarter, that's fine. Go for it. And the next Ignite-a-thon is August 26th, Thursday night, just like this. August 26th will be our next Ignite-a-thon. Kiera, thank you for dropping that form there, the link to that form that people can go ahead and pick that up. We are going to keep tracking these numbers. We're going to keep reaching for our goal of 100 million souls ignited. If you're able to reach out to one of the guests here, Travis, Betty, Renee, Lynn, reach out on social media, reach out in the tribe, tell them how much you appreciate their contribution here tonight. And this has been amazing. So remember, keep tracking your own progress. It's just great business practice as you get to see the humble beginnings that we're not going to despise. We're going to celebrate. That's why we're here. We're celebrating humble beginnings all over the place. And remember, every number has a name, every name has a story, and every story matters. And it's been such a blast celebrating these stories, these lives changed here at this Ignite-a-thon. We'll see you at the next one, August 26th. Thanks so much for playing a part.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.